I Believe in Death and in the Resurrection of the Dead by Paul Stringini. Introduction. 1 Thessalonians 4:14. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. 1 Thessalonians 4:16. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. 1 Corinthians 15:22. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. 1 Corinthians 15:23. But every man in his own order, Christ the firstfruits, afterward they that are Christ's at his coming. The New Testament paints a very clear picture of the resurrection of the dead. There is a specific order to the resurrection. Christ is risen. He is the first begotten from the dead, Revelation 1:15. He is our example. By understanding Christ's death and resurrection, we understand what will become of us when we die, and when we are raised from the dead. Those who are Christ's and have died shall God raise up when Christ returns, and afterwards the living will also be made to conform to the image of the resurrected Christ, without having ever died. And no one living will be raised before the dead are raised. That is clearly stated in Scripture more than once. These are the facts I seek to establish and defend. Romans chapter 6, verse 5. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Romans 6:5 is speaking primarily of a spiritual application, but the spiritual application is not the only application. In context with other similar passages, it is safe to say that this is also true in a carnal, physical application. Our physical experience of death and resurrection will mirror Christ's physical experience. We will die and experience death as Christ did, not in the exact same manner, but in the essentials. And we expect to be raised from death exactly as Christ was raised from death as well. We will be planted in the earth as he was planted in the earth. Whatever specific form that planting takes is not relevant. The relevant part is that when we die, our bodies are disposed of in the way of all flesh. We will come forth from the earth in resurrection, as Christ came forth from the earth in his resurrection, raised bodily from the dust into an incorruptible body from the Lord. The greatest distinction being that many believers have waited centuries for resurrection, whereas Christ was in the ground for only 3 days, and therefore did not decay. Despite the utter simplicity of the doctrine of the resurrection of the dead, what I am laying out is going to be reflexively rejected or heavily resisted by a large percentage of those who read this. What we think we know is often our worst enemy. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 2 says, And if any man think that he knoweth anything, he knoweth nothing, yet as he ought to know. I have looked at this issue for nearly 20 years. Originally, I also had a reflexive reaction against the truth because of my own cultural conditioning and prejudice. But we have to see that behavior for what it is. Human beings tend to prefer truths that they are used to, or that please them, or truths that are widely accepted by others and authorized by those who have placed themselves in authority. And that is how heresy thrives. Individuals preferring their own opinions over that which is written, and institutions institutionalizing those ideas over time. And any leader who believes and speaks otherwise than the organization that empowered him risks alienating millions of people and branding himself an heretic for attempting to set things right. Living nearly 2,000 years after the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we live in a time in which the teachings of Jesus Christ and of his apostles have become extremely cluttered with all sorts of other doctrines and ideas. These insidious teachings corrupting the doctrine of the resurrection are very prevalent. They are entrenched. They color the way people read the scriptures. They condition our minds to reject the truth. They are comfortable heresies and are widely considered to be orthodox truths.